I make no bones about it. I'm an actor who loves, I repeat, loves the mask. Makeup, costume, and any other means of giving a character an appropriate abode in a story. There is magic in the mask. Something mysterious, something miraculous. It calls to my mind the ancient Greeks and the indigenous peoples of the American West, as well as the No and the Kabuki. I got my first makeup kit when I was in the sixth grade. A small cardboard box containing small tubes of grease paint, some powder and a powder puff, eyebrow pencil and a couple of miniature brushes, some nose putty, some crepe hair, and a small bottle of the all-important spirit gum. My guides in learning how to use these tools were a series of booklets entitled Max Factor's Hints on the Art of Makeup, as well as a volume I found in the library, Dr. Rudolph G. List's The Last Word in Makeup. Later, of course, I found an early edition of Richard Corson's Stage Makeup, which became my go-to teacher for many years. All of this was a far cry from my early attempts at transformation, when scotch tape helped to distort my face and a pillow up my back was enough to deform my body, and voila! Quasimodo was ready to jump around the living room shouting, "Sanctuary, sanctuary!" For most of my life, my makeup case helped me to fulfill a growing conviction that one of my duties as an actor was to provide a physical home for the character I was tasked to become. Each of the characters entrusted to me were as strikingly individual and real as any human alive. I could never see them as mere symbols or stereotypes or generalizations. Political correctness and racial biases never entered my thinking in determining a character's look. My task was to make every effort to see that Falstaff or Shylock, Hamlet or King Lear, Oedipus or Orgon, Ivanov or Dr. Stockman could enter this world and take a breath and feel the blood in a face and body that would be familiar to him. As far as I was concerned, my own face and body was simply the canvas on which my imagination and skill could modify in order to house the entity for which I was responsible. You know, shamans are called to bridge this world and the world beyond. Thus, for a time, the spirit of the bear or the raven was invited into the midst of the community, or they were asked to bridge the worlds of the living and the dead, thus providing an ancestral presence. For me, giving a classical play the conditions suitable for its retelling, we can similarly bridge the past and the present to serve a community's health and well-being. Our ancestors have things to say to us, and in these old plays, they do so through stories capable of transporting us to other times and places. As I ruminate on my life, I think that the use of makeup gave me the opportunity to literally step into the shoes of many extraordinary individuals while bringing me into contact with the depths of my own interior life. And in that process, to catch a glimpse of a vision of what we call our common humanity. Now, might this not be the very ground upon which we can build mutual acceptance and care, empathy and compassion?